Sir Snippet, sir, sponsored by Dr. Nanjak. Now spend my four shalom ochel yisrael, in particular, Chanan Shmuel Mishan Aleya, those looking for their shidduch to find their basher. We are up to the pasuk v'shinantan levanecha v'dibart abam. This will be our final night elucidating this pasuk v'shinantan levanecha. We spoke about Rashi lashon shinun, sharpness. She mechudadim beficha. We shouldn't be megamgem gam v'gam v'gam. We shouldn't be trying to figure out what the answer is. It should be at the tip of our tongue. We should be clear. It should have a sense of a clarity in what we're speaking about. So v'shinant levanecha, we should teach it to our children. V'dibarta bum. Speak about it. What is it? So the Vilna Gaon, the Gros, quoted as saying that v'dibarta bum daber is lashon hanhaga. V'dibarta means not only to speak, it's not only the topic or the content of what we communicate about, but it's hanhaga. It's how we behave. It's a lifestyle. Hanhagascha tiyeh bum. Our lifestyle should be about Torah. In other words, there's two ways to live as an observant Jew. We can live the same as anyone else who doesn't have Torah, and then in between, we go to shul, we daven, we put a check mark next to the obligations, the rituals, the services, or hanhagas chabam, we can live a lifestyle as a ben Torah, bas Torah, b'nei Torah. So we're not simply anyone else, we're not living a secular life in which Judaism is our hobby, it complements, we fill in during our day, but our entire day is animated, informed, our entire day is inspired by Torah. V'dibarta, not only to speak about Torah, v'dibarta, but hanhagascha. Our very behavior, our very lifestyle should be molded and crafted bum by a sense of Torah. That is the interpretation of the Gro of the Vilna Gaon. Gemara Yuma daf yates. Those learning the daf should remember. The Gemara Yuma says, bum, v'dibarta bum, bum, v'lo b'dvar macherim. That our conversation in our homes, our conversation to our children, conversation around our dinner table, our conversation when we're having casual interaction, should be bum, should be about Torah themes, Torah ideas, Torah values, Torah ideology, Torah vision, v'lo b'dvarim acherim, and not with other unimportant types of topics. Sifsei Chachamim points out, it could have said, v'dibartem osam. Why does it say v'dibarta bum? To teach us that it's not just that Torah is the ikar. We have the option. Torah should be the primary topic, but we can complement it with other topics. Torah is not just the ikar, the core topic. Torah is everything. And I would suggest humbly that this notion of v'dibarta bum, v'lo b'dvarim acherim, does not mean that our conversations need to singularly be focused on what we call a classical or traditional Dvar Torah. But it means every conversation, current events, world politics, what happened in our day, it should all be in the context and couched, it should all be communicated through the filter of Torah. Bam, v'lo b'dvarim acherim. Dvarim acherim, that we should not talk about topics, we should not interpret our lives or the world around us as if there is no Torah, divorced from any sense of a Torah component. Bam, v'lo b'dvarim acherim. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim, when he said the vidur, the Hashamnu Bagadnu that we're saying every day leading up to Yom Kippur, we'll say it many times, the Chavetz Chaim added to the vidur, Hashamnu Bagadnu Gazalnu, but he added the beis, Bitalnu Min HaTorah. Hashamnu, Bitalnu Min HaTorah. We should hold ourselves accountable. We could have learned more, and we could have thought more Torah ideas. We could have incorporated Torah values. We could have had more Torah conversation. Hashamnu, Bitalnu Min HaTorah. Before he continued with the rest of Vidui. If it's bum, isn't it obvious it's not Dvarim Achirim? Why does the Gemara need to learn now? V'dibarta bum, speak about Torah, v'lo b'dvarim achirim. If you're talking about Torah, you're not talking about other things. Isn't it an extraneous drasha? What is the drasha teaching me? So the Imre Yemes, the Ger Rebbe says, it means, v'dibarta bum, v'lo b'dvarim achirim, means talk about Torah for Torah's sake. Don't talk about Torah because it looks good on the shidduch resume. Don't talk about Torah so that you're honored by being one of the Chassanim on Simchas Torah. Don't talk about Torah so you're given Maftir Yonah. Don't talk about Torah so that you get honor and kavod. V'dibarta bum v'lo b'dvarim acherim is not talking about the content of what we're speaking about, says the Imre Emes, but rather the motivation of why we're speaking about it. We should be motivated bum by the Torah itself and not b'dvarim acherim. Don't be motivated by some other impure, extraneous motivation. The Vilna Gaon, the Gra, has a very nice insight. V'dibarta bum. What are we supposed to speak about? Torah. Bum. Beis mem. Beis, Bereshis, Torah Shebechsav starts with the letter Beis, Bereshis Bor Elokim. Torah Shebaal Peh starts with the letter Mem. Me'im Asaykorim, from when do we read the Shema? V'dibarta, Bum. What should we speak about? Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh, Bereshis, Me'im Asay, V'dibarta, Bum. The Avudraham points out that V'dibarta, Bum, when are we speaking about Torah? When are we accustoming ourselves creating a lifestyle of Torah? We're doing so b'shivtecha b'veisecha, when we sit in our homes, b'lechlech b'derech, we go on our way, b'shach b'cha, when we lie down, b'kumecha, and when we wake up. The Avudraham points out, why is it not enough to have Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim once a day? It should be either b'shivtecha, either b'shach b'cha, or b'kumecha. Before you go to sleep, don't forget, submit, surrender to God. When you wake up, you start your day, submit or surrender. Why do we have to do it twice a day? Says the Avudraham, Kabbalah Samach L'Shamayim is twice a day, in order to reject the concept of dualism. We don't believe that there's a God of day and a God of night, a God of good and a God of evil, a God of daylight and a God of darkness, a God of mystery. We're mekabel ol malchus shamayim in both conditions to show the yichud Hashem, the unity of Hashem in both conditions. And finally, Rav Hirsch writes, it appears that b'shach b'cha of kumecha is not a continuation of b'shivtecha, but rather refers back to the condition of b'shivtecha. That is, wherever we may be, whether at home or on the road, we always begin and end our day with Shema and Divrei Torah. So b'shach b'cha of kumecha is going and reflecting back on b'shivtecha b'veisecha v'latcha v'derech. We don't only begin and end our day by accepting the yoke of heaven when we're at home, but also when we're on the road, when we're on a business trip, when we're on vacation, wherever and whenever in our lives.